Does anyone know how to turn on this damn desk?
You could try rubbing it. Hello?
The ship isn't equipped with the latest technology, sir,
Sandu said.
You think?
Sandu said,
If you pull out the little drawer in front of you, you'll see a keyboard.
Hart did so.
Now, if you just press any key on that, sir, you should be good to go.
Pressing down on the key brought to life a whirring sound. The lights automatically dimmed and a projection of data showed up on the far wall. Har logged in, which took a while since the keyboard had a haphazard layout that was completely foreign to his normal mode of data entry. Soon, the team was looking at his inbox. The first three items in the list were spam.
Be a man in the sack. Get the stiff maker. Do you have small testicles? Ha ha ha!
Found your wife in bed with another woman?
Sell the videos!
Har coughed, highlighted the three items, and deleted them. Then he moved to the next one on the list, which was from Parfait. Opening it up, he found that it was a video message.
Ah, Lieutenant Murphy.
Huh? What's that?
Oh, yes, right. I mean, Commodore Har, you are to take the SSMC Reluctant to Sector 27 and launch an all-out attack on the Kortnor space station in Quadrant 2719. There are to be no survivors, Lieutenant.
What's that?
Damn it! There are to be no survivors, Commodore, on either that space station or on the SSMC Reluctant. Also, these orders are for your ears only. Nobody on your ship should be notified until the last moment. If you have to let Commander Sandu in on things, I suppose that's fine. He's a nice young man, even if he does have a penchant for sticking four too many toes on each foot. But the rest of your officers are expendable anyway, so they should be on a need-to-know basis only. A side note to you is to watch out for Yek. He's one crazy bastard. Anyway, that's it for now. Feel free to give me a call tonight if you're not too busy. I have some pictures from my private collection that I wouldn't mind showing.
What's that?
Oh, fine, fine. Good luck, Lieutenant. Commodore Har. Ah, Parfait out.
The room sat in stunned silence. It was all Har could do to keep his cool. Lesson learned, he thought, regarding the need to first review all orders before sharing them with his officers.
Well, Har said, I guess that tells us where we all stand.
2719 is off the tracks,
Yek grumbled, seemingly unfazed by Parfait's comments.
That can't be, Sandu said.
Yek glared at him.
Look it up.
Har did. Sure enough, it was off the tracks, and it wasn't even within firing distance from the tracks.
There must be some mistake,
Ensign Jessen said.
Agreed,
said a military-sounding voice that Har could only assume was the actual Lieutenant LaSalle.
It's no mistake,
Yek said.
It has to be.
No, Yek's right, Har interjected. It's no mistake, people. Then he laughed at the idiocy of it all before flipping up the main page for the SSMC. He pointed at it. We're on the SSMC Reluctant. The year is 9050. That means it's the ship's 50th anniversary. It's a setup.
Don't any of you watch the news?
Yek said.
It's been a sidebar story for the last month.
News is too depressing, said Sandu.
Yeah, so much death and violence,
agreed Jestin.
The killing is just out of control,
LaSalle pointed out. Har looked at them, one to the next, and said, You do realize that all of you are certified killing machines, right?
Well, that's different, Jestin said. We're supposed to be killing people.
Exactly,
said LaSalle, as if that made everything okay. Anyway, Yek, what do you think's going on here? Yek adjusted in his seat to the point where he became almost invisible. Har had to tilt his head this way and that just to see the man.
Anniversary voyage. They'll have clips and feeds, fanfare, all that malarkey. Just when they have the worlds in a gasp, there will be an accident. The SSMC Reluctant will go out of control. It's old tech, so everyone will buy it. Poor crew can't stop it. Runs off the rails at the point that conveniently aims it straight at a space station that happens to belong to one of our galactic neighbors who appears to be setting up to spy on us. Pure happenstance. Unfortunate circumstance. Perfect scenario. Flawless cell.
By the time he was finished, Har had felt dirty. Yek was right, of course. Tactically, it was a brilliant maneuver. So brilliant that Har had difficulty believing that Parfait had anything to do with it.
Why so many people on board?
LaSalle asked.
Two reasons, replied Yek. Believability and a backup plan.